We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Have you ever tried to get out of a ticket? 833-287-1037 with John and Tammy in the morning on KSON.
The way not to get out of a ticket is to tell the cop that it's your birthday, you have to poop, and then you take off on the cop while he's trying to keep you there. Not a good look for you.
Your license is suspended.
Why?
I don't know. And now I'm waiting to see if you have warrants through Woods County.
And poop so bad.
Where do you think I was
birthday,
going?
Man. Oh. Wait, let me go.
Because I know your license is suspended.
I'm sorry, I didn't know it was. I won't drive no more, but can I please go home and go poop?
You have warrants through Woods County and they're coming to get you.
No, they're not.
Man. Oh my God.
Get out of the vehicle now!
Get out of poop in your car, man.
And then she asked if she can go in his car. So she originally got pulled over for not wearing a seatbelt. Then she's like, it's my birthday. I have to go to the bathroom. I didn't know that my license was suspended, which of course you do, because there's warrants out for you for it.
So I, along with probably everybody in the world, has sped home or somewhere because you are about to have an emergency. We all can relate to that. We've all done that. And I have wondered, oh my God, if I get pulled over right now and I use that excuse, would it work? Thank God it's never happened. Because you know how embarrassed I am about that kind of stuff anyway. But
right?
I wonder how many times cops hear that and
sure,
if it actually
sure
works.
Yeah, I bet
you guys ever tried to get out of a ticket and has it worked?
I flirted out of a ticket.
Oh, it worked.
It worked. I had just had my final interview for a job that I was getting. They had told me I got the job.
Okay, so you're confident. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, I looked nice. And it was when I was coming to San Diego, so it was actually one of my first times in town, and I accidentally went through a stop sign because I didn't know it was there. It was a weird one, and I got pulled over, and I said, I'm so sorry. You know, I'm new to town, and I just don't know, and I'm really excited because I just got this new job, and it's my dream job, and bat, 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 smile, smile, smile.
Bat in her eyes. I'm watching it right now. I want to buy you a present. I don't even know why. Good Lord. That never works for dudes. That never works for dudes.
Sorry.
Anyway, what interesting creative ways have you tried to or actually gotten yourself out of a ticket? Does flirting work sometimes? Apparently it does. Especially when those stop signs, according to Jessica, are weird. I still don't know what that means.
Have you seen that one by Vons over here?
Yeah, the one that says stop?
Yeah, I wasn't expecting it. It was weird.
No, those just come out of nowhere, those stop signs. 833-287-1037. What weird creative way have you used to either attempt to get out of a ticket or it actually worked? You got out of a ticket. 833-287-1037. What do you say? You call now, John and Tammy in the morning on 1037 KSON. Creative ways that you did or at least tried to get out of a ticket. 833-287-1037 with John and Tammy in the morning on 1037 KSON.
We go out to Mike. Mike, how did you try to get out of a ticket and were you successful?
Well, I was actually stationed at Andrews Air Force Base. I was going back over to the squadron at 2 o'clock in the morning because I was on duty. I pulled a California stop through a stop sign and got pulled over by one of the MPs. He asked to see my driver's license, told me why he stopped me, and then released me once he saw my California driver's license.
So he's like, oh, no wonder you did a California roll. You have the California driver's license.
Exactly.
God, is it that easy?
It was that easy. I showed him my license. He looked at it and said, never mind.
What is that?
Whatever. Mike was lucky.
There wasn't there wasn't a $100 bill wrapped around your license, was there, Mike?
No.
Of course not, because that would be illegal. Good answer. Thank you, Mike. Take care.
833-287-1037. We'll go to Shannon. Shannon, were you successful in trying to get out of a ticket, and how did you do it?
I didn't quite get out of it, but I talked my way quite down in it by crying, and luckily the kid with autism was just a little bit fidgety and kept touching his sister. But we were on the way to Arizona at Christmas Eve, and I was doing 90. And when I freaked out that he was pulling me over, I got over a little too quickly, and I didn't realize there was another cop on the side of the road. And he ended up only giving it to me for being 75 and then didn't give me the other one that I could have got for endangering the other police officer.
Right. Good I mean, Lord. That's a scary moment. But we've all been in the place where our kids are like, we're at the point where we couldn't get somewhere fast enough just to get them out of the car. I was pulled over one time and I was going 90 some miles an hour. I didn't, to be honest with you, I didn't realize I was doing it. And the cop who pulled me over was totally shocked. He was expecting it to be a younger person because at the time I was driving this Ford Mustang. And he was shocked. He thought I was going to be a young boy. And then he's like, do you even know how fast you were going? I'm like, I really wasn't paying attention. And he's asked me what I was doing. And here's the best part. I was coming back from picking my daughter up from driver's ed class.
You should have been like, officer, I'm just telling her what not to do.
That was kind of crazy.
Did you get out of that ticket?
I did not get out of the ticket, but he dropped it down because I'd never, ever been pulled over in my life. And he gave me just 10 over because otherwise he should have taken my license right there because the speed limit where I was at was 55. I should have had it pulled, but he gave me a break.
All right. Shannon, are you able to make yourself cry or were you just kind of getting into the frustrated mood and able to just turn the waterworks on that way?
I was shaking because I don't think I've been pulled over since I was 20. And I was frazzled. And then, of course, I want to say the 20-year-old tells me after the fact, she goes, oh, Grandma said when we get towards the border not to speed, the cops will be out.
All right.
Thank you, Shannon.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.